WJTL, Matt Carney's Anywhere with you, Cast of Crown, Scars in Heaven. Good morning, 721.
Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Weather-wise, today, sunny, high 38. Tonight, cloudy, low 25. Winnie Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the 40s at 43. It is a parka-wearing weather, 19 degrees in Mannheim.
Yeah, our friend Tim Ornelas is here. He's with Gateway House of Prayer. He's the assistant director there. Good morning again, Tim.
Good morning.
Tim was just sharing with Annie and I that they did this cool handbell thing over Christmas with their community there. That sounds like a load of fun.
It was.
And so everybody got to play, and it was like color-coded. And
yeah. Yeah, we had a friend from our community bring all these handbells. I think we had like 60 or so, and all the people in the community were able to grab these and ring it at the certain
Okay, that just sounds like fun.
That's amazing.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So Tim's here talking about Gateway House of Prayer for 17 years, and 24/7 for 14 of those, they've had nonstop prayer and worship going on there in Ephrata, which is just so cool.
Yeah, it's amazing to be a part of something like that.
And I know that's how you got involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you're in charge this year of the internships there with Embark. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, yeah, one of the ways we have built this culture of sustainable prayer and worship is through the internship. So a lot of people who take this then continue on, you know, do watch leading or other things with our community. So it really helps us set like that culture. I think one of the theme verses for me this year is Jeremiah 29:13, which says, "You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with your whole heart." Mm. I love that. That's what sent me on my journey with God. And the internship's really curated for people who are just hungry to seek the presence of God. So our nights kind of look like we have training nights once a week, and then we have activation nights and small groups. And so for 3 months, it starts in February 5th, it goes to April 28th. For 3 months there, we're really going after the presence of God together. Part of the requirements for doing the internship is 10 hours in the prayer room as well. And then we do like intermittent fasting through the time and a media fast through it. So it's kind of intense, but it's an amazing way to really seek God with your whole heart.
And how about age group? Do you have all different ages getting involved?
Yes, yeah. So it's intergenerational, and that's actually been something people have remarked on being like really, really awesome. And we have people in their 60s taking it, and people in, you know, high school. I think we're open to juniors and seniors. We get to see all the age groups get together to seek God, and it's really amazing.
Any testimonials from those who did it in the past that could kind of tell us what it's all about and how it impacted them?
Absolutely. There's an amazing lady who actually has a watch now at Gateway, and she said that, this is from last year, she said, "Through Embark, God showed me his deep personal love for me. Embark was the beginning of a journey to greater freedom. As I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, spent time in worship and listening to the Lord, connected in small group, and received teaching and impartation, I was like a flower growing, awakening, and blooming." Which I think is an amazing, amazing picture.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, another man said, "What I was most impacted by in Embark was seeing a group of people from all ages come together for the common goal of knowing God more intimately. I saw young men and women grow up and become kings and queens in the body of Christ. I saw all age groups treating each other with love and desiring to see God's plan for their lives to come forth in a greater way. I saw the weak become strong, and where there was once spiritual blindness, there was light and revelation. I even saw depression turned into joy and true identity in the Father God become their reality. Everyone in the group was made to feel important and provided something amazing to offer. This was a reflection to me of what any church body should look like and what I want my life to be about."
Wow. If folks would like to experience that this year and be part of the internship, how can they sign up?
Yeah, you can go to our website. So gatewayprayer.com. We have a tab that says Embark Internship. And then we have more testimonials and more information. And there's a way to register there and apply.
Here's an opportunity for you to experience worship as a lifestyle, as an everyday thing, and get involved as Tim did back in the day and find out maybe what it's like to worship by yourself at 2 a.m.
Absolutely.
Check it out online, gatewayprayer.com. Click on the Embark thing.
It's like just a tab at the top.
Like a tab at the top. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And Tim brought some t-shirts for us to give away.
Yeah, thanks so much, Tim. This is awesome. Absolutely. I have a t-shirt to give away this morning, and you can call in, and I'm going to take caller number 4 if you want to win this sweet gray, very soft says Gateway House of Prayer, 24/7 prayer and worship. So call in now.
It is very soft.
I'll give you a
soft.
Chance to win it. You really want to win this. Today you'd have to wear a sweatshirt over it, but you know. Call in now. Caller number four.
717-392-3690. Caller four, you're a winner. Tim, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks
today.
For having me.
We loved having you. Great to see you again. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you all.
Back to the music we go. This is City Harmonic on WJTL.